O believers, fear Allah as He should be feared, and die not but as true Muslims. All together hold fast to the rope of Allah, and be not divided among yourselves. Remember Allah's favor upon you when you were enemies. He united your hearts, so by His favor you became brethren. You were at the brink of the fiery pit, and He saved you from it. Thus Allah makes His revelations clear to you, so that you may be rightly guided. Let there arise from among you a band of people who should invite to righteousness, enjoin good, and forbid evil. Such are the ones who shall be successful. Be not like those who became divided into sects, and who started to argue against each other after clear revelations had come to them. Those responsible for division and arguments will be sternly punished on the day when some faces will be brightened with joy, and others darkened with gloom. To the dark-faced sinner it will be said, "Did you adopt the way of disbelief after embracing the true faith? Then taste a punishment for having adopted the way of disbelief." As for the bright-faced ones, they will be in Allah's mercy and abide therein forever. These are the revelations of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We recite them to you in truth. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala intends no injustice toward the worlds. All that is in the heavens and all that is in the earth belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and all matters return to Him for decision.